At the Pittsburgh Pastoral Care Conference, we give a Dave Else Award. And for those of you that do not know who Dave Else is, Dave Else is an Episcopal priest, and he has been working with the Coalition for Leadership, Education, and Advocacy for Recovery. It stands for CLEAR. And he was working with CLEAR at the very beginning, and he helped start CLEAR. And because he has done so much work, he's mentored so many people who are in recovery and people who work in the recovery field. And so every year we give an award to honor him to somebody who has also done some outstanding work in the recovery field. So I introduce to you the Reverend Dave Else.
Let me begin by saying that for the next 30 seconds, of 15 I'll make it, I don't want anybody here to think about a white rabbit. No, don't think about a white rabbit now. How come they're jumping all over the place? The reality is, as we seek to be in control, we end up losing control. Because we are not made to be God. We're not. I mean, can you imagine if everybody in this room were in control, what kind of place would this be? Because my control, your control, we're always going to be in conflict. And that's probably what happens. We have so damn many wars and so forth and so on, divorces, all of that sort of thing. Because we struggle with control. And addiction disease is a result of that. The more you seek to be in control, the more you're out of control, under control of a power greater than yourself. And that power is your addiction. And so, we're dealing with a disease that really runs rampant in many ways. There's a lot of addiction out there that we don't call addiction anymore. You know, have you noticed the recent political campaigns? Yeah, there's a lot out there. And so, somehow, we need to bring the freedom of recovery to a country that's struggling with control, and to individuals especially who are struggling with control. And so I've been doing that. I left the parish ministry back in 1970 because I found out that the church was still struggling with that issue, and I felt much more at home working with those who were addicted, and have been doing so ever since. So each year we've been giving out the Dave Else Award, and I consider it a great honor because I made my fame being powerless. I made my fame being powerless. And I give God all the credit because that's the power that works. And so this year, we're giving that same award, the Dave Else Award, to somebody I've just come to know within the last few years. But a person that I know has come through that same struggle with powerlessness into the freedom of recovery and wants to share it in many ways with others. And so we have now Tom Law, who's sitting right here. Tom, come on up. Tom is in private practice in the addictions field. He has his own special 12-step approach to things, and with his own personality and style and so forth is a part of it. But he has been giving people an opportunity to become alive, to become the persons they were, God created them to be. So, Tom, this is, we have a number of things here for you. One of them is the paradox of our age. We have bigger houses, but smaller families. More convenience, but less time. We have more degrees, but less sense. More knowledge, but less judgment. More experts, but more problems. We've been all the way to the moon and back, but have trouble crossing the street to meet the new neighbor. We built more computers to hold more information, to produce more copies than ever, but have less communication. We have become long on quantity, but short on quality. These are times of fast foods, but slow digestion, tall man, but short character, steep profits, but shallow relationships. It's a time when there is much in the window, but nothing in the room. And that's from the Honorable Dalai Lama, who must know something about addiction. So let me present this and all of this to you in thanksgiving for the work that you do.
Thank you, Dave. My name is Tom, and I am an alcoholic and an addict. You know, I didn't know I was receiving this picture today, but how true of an addict. It's our city. I believe it's in a fog. But when an addict comes to come out of the fog, I am just so grateful that this time when I walked around and talked to the pyramid, I made it to the two counselors. I said, what are you doing for addiction? And what are your recovery rates? Well, I'm here to say that James Cope Anonymous has now achieved 100% recovery rates. Anybody that I've worked with in a very short period of time has completely removed themselves from all mind-altering drugs, has returned to society as a fully functioning member, and to date, because they haven't died, thank God, they're still alive, are still clean and sober without the help of any medication. How did that happen? Well, Dick B. is still alive, Jay, because I received this book when I retired out 2 years to combat heroin addiction. I knew it was a problem. So how many people in here, and please humor me, and hold your hand up if you believe heroin is an epidemic? And how many people in here, keep your hands up, please, would love to see 100% recovery? Please raise your hands. You have now just done what's called international sign of surrender. Shane was amazing this morning. 1,000% sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there was another group that Dick B. so graciously left us with that was 1,000% sold out to the teachings and the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. This doctor was Dr. Robert Hallberg Smith, who AAs knew as Dr. Bob, put his fingers on AA's four most basic sources in his last major address. And I love this because when people quit talking, it means they have seen unbelievable things. They have experienced true recovery. When we started, this is his last major address in 1948, when we started in on Bill D., we had no 12 steps, but we were convinced that the answer to our problems was in the good book. To some of us older ones, the parts we found were absolutely essential were the Sermon on the Mount, the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and the book of James. Well, when I first got this reward, first I was truly shocked. And then I sat back and thought about that, and I asked, I said, well, who decided I got this award? And the one guy that's not here, he said, well, Tom, they've lowered their standards. And I love that. But you know what? He was 100% correct. Because in the last 30 years and the years prior to when I walked into an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, I had lowered my standards. And I still do lower my standards. But the one that's receiving this reward today has never lowered his standards. You are giving this to God that flows through me. You're not giving this to me. How do I achieve 100% sobriety? I let the work speak for itself. God put me on a lot of adventures. And oh, by the way, talk to your family before you decide to leave the corporate world and go follow God. Thank you for your sacrifices. At the end of my 2-year, very educational process, God put me in the middle of a Suboxone clinic. for the last 2 months. They questioned me. They said, but you don't like Suboxone. I know I don't. I don't believe in the drug. I don't believe in any man-made chemicals. I said, but I stayed there for 2 months. I got to see 400 patients in a matter of 3.5 days. Now imagine, I don't have a double espresso in me, and I didn't get to talk, but I had to deliver the same message over and over and over and over and over again, that you can quit this drug, that you don't need a drug that requires 5-day detox. At the end of those 3.5 days, I had 2 books. I had the Serenity book, and I had the Alcoholics Anonymous 12 and 12, and I had some information from Dick B. Out of 400 patients, knowing that they were going to start to James Cook Anonymous and read the Bible, how many do you think said they would do it? I've asked people. 5? Any other numbers? 393. You see, people, they're starving for the Word of God. They need the Word of God. And I'm thanking all of you for helping me as you bring the Word of God back into your toolkits. I'm going to leave you with one girl. And we just went through Mother's Day, and her testimony blew me away because I had to leave, and I'm going to get emotional. But she was upset when I had to leave there. Hi, Tom. This is S from the clinic. On Tuesday, I just finished step 2 of Serenity, so I figured we could email about it tomorrow. I read all the scriptures and the chapter, and it really spoke to me big time. I'm actually going to church with my mom this weekend for the first time in 7 years. The part where it says we need to overcome the source of bitterness toward him is spot on with me. I highlighted the second through fourth reasons mentioned on page 28 in the introductory part. I wouldn't say it was even necessarily related to my addiction, though it intermingled with a lot of my life experiences. I've also had the 2 scriptures that I also really related to were John 12:46. I highlighted the entire page on that. Psalm 1:42, page 503, Psalm 503. I highlighted the chaos and confusions of our lives make us prisoners of guilt, fear, and frustration and pain. Our sanity is threatened by the inner forces controlling us. When we can turn to God for strength, for comfort, and for restoration to sanity. This week, I'm working on letting go of my resentment that I have been harboring towards God for so many years and putting all my pain and struggles into His hands. It's a process that I know will take some time, but I think I'm finally ready to start walking this path with Him again. Now, please listen to this very carefully. I want to thank you for pointing me in this direction and showing me that it's more than just accepting my problems and working towards recovery. It's about accepting that I need His help, and that the day I turned my back on Him was the day this all began, not the day I started my addiction. And I'm going to read it for you, because it is the truth. I have come, this is John 12:46. This is, of course, our Lord speaking. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. This particular girl was diagnosed at a very young age, ADHD. She was medicated and put into the addiction darkness of her life. She has hope because she met the true Savior and Lord, who you honor today with this award. Thank you.